inside Six Dungeon, home of the Oddball Martian Show. Thank you for coming to the Riverside Six Dungeon, home of the Oddball Martian Show. So check it out.
What I do, baby.
Why don't you just give me a fucking warning? Just say, hey, Martian, we're recording. Get ready. No? No?
You know what? Because I don't care.
Man, fuck you.
I'm at that point, yeah.
I hope you are at that point, because I was at that point long ago.
Yeah, this is the Oddball Martian Show, and if you didn't notice...
We're coming to you live.
Yeah, we're coming to you live from the
Riverside Sex Dungeon! Get fucked! Get fucked!
Oh,
get
yes,
fucked!
Puppy,
in
yes,
your
puppy,
ass!
Yes,
in your
puppy,
ass!
Yes, puppy, yeah.
Even
yeah,
if you don't want it.
Yeah, if you didn't notice, we did not upload a podcast this past week. It's because we've been going through some legal issues.
It's been a rough week.
Yeah, it's been tough here.
It's been rough.
And we're going to fill you in on that. And... ooh, man, it's been a rough one. Yeah, we've been going through some legal issues, and also our intern is not here.
Yeah,
as well. Yeah, which
I don't
is,
know how I'm gonna get my fucking beer.
Yeah, it's a bad time for us. Like, two episodes in, and we've already
our third.
Yeah, well, I know this is our third, but you know, but
two episodes in,
we've already hit a low though. Is what I'm saying. Our intern is not here. We're going through some legal issues. And I'm just saying, man, this shit has...
You know, it's, if you ask me, it's just people trying to fucking bring us down, you know? They're trying to fucking stop what we're putting out there because they're scared that everyone's going to hear the truth. But you know what? If you guys want to hear the truth, you're here, then you're going to hear it. That's all I got to say.
I think that's true, yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah, well, you know how we start off, but we're going to address this. Like I said, you know, we did not upload a podcast last weekend, and we're about to tell you why. And we apologize mainly for not uploading, you know, a fucking podcast last week or anything. But we're about to fill you in.
There are some
legal issues. You know how we start this shit off. We start off going up. What made your week horrible?
You haven't introduced us yet.
Oh. Well, I'm Oddball Sot.
There you go. That's Oddball Sot over there. Oddball Sot. All right. And who am I?
It's my co-host, my very best friend, Martian.
That's me. I'm the bestest friend. I'm the co-host. I'm here co-hosting the shit out of this.
You're
shit.
Right. I did not introduce
us.
Yeah, I forgot about that. You know, it's fine though.
You got no, half of it though. It's all good.
But yeah, like I said, you know, yeah, we didn't upload last week because we've had some legal issues, and that leads into what made our week horrible, Martian. We know what made your week horrible. What was it? Go ahead and tell us.
No,
tell us the story.
No, you go first every time. You know this. You know this.
No.
No. Okay, all right.
Not this time.
Okay. All right. Okay, so.
Give us the rundown.
All right,
It's bad.
Yeah, so like Oddball said, we've been going through some legal issues, specifically just me. we had a recording that was done, you know, maybe in the future we might have a bloopers clip. You might get in there, you know, who knows.
If we start Patreon.
Yeah, if we ever get 100 followers instead of just fucking 99.
Yeah. But, hey, we're at 130 total listeners, by the way.
No shit?
Yeah, no shit.
Dude, fuck yeah. Yeah, you listen here, you 130 people. You stop listening right now.
Continue with the story.
Okay, so... so we were recording. Oddball was a little drunk. He was a little drunk. And But we did have a pretty good one going. You know, it was rolling. You know, yeah. we had a guest here, and I'm not going to say his name just in case we decided to have him on again later. You know, but yeah, we were doing good. I got drunk. Got pretty fucking drunk.
Yeah, he also ate a weed cookie.
I did eat a weed. I ate an entire weed cookie. Yeah, I tried to just take half, but then
she was like, "Hey, you also want this other half?" Yeah.
well, I was like, "I should probably take half of this and then maybe save the other half for later, you know, for fun times." But
yeah, he just didn't do it though.
But that was the best tasting weed cookie I've ever eaten.
Is that so?
Dude, it was so fucking good.
Damn.
It tasted just like a regular old cookie, you know? But it had weed in it. And, you know, that's not really the main problem. The main problem is that I was fucking drunk as shit.
See, I didn't think you were that drunk when you left, though. And I told you to stay as well.
Yeah, you did. You did say that. And I wasn't all that drunk before I left, but when you got the Dos Equis over here, I downed two of them real quick.
Really quick, yeah.
Real fucking quick. Okay. And I was like, okay, it's time for me to go.
Yeah.
And I left, and on my way, on my travels, lo and behold, fucking law enforcement agencies had stopped me on the road, and boy, oh boy. I was drunk.
Yeah. How'd you get pulled over? So they said you were swerving and stuff?
Yeah, they said the reason why I pulled you over is
mic.
Because you could not maintain a lane. And I was like, I can't maintain nothing right now.
I could maintain your mom.
Yeah, I could fucking maintain your goddamn, yeah, your mom.
Yeah. Just remember to eat that mic.
Yeah, and yeah, so I got pulled over,
man.
Drunk.
What happened? Like I said, I saw the footage. He also recorded some of the footage.
I have 9 minutes and 22 seconds. Of
he was trying to be a sovereign citizen, you know, and like he was like, I don't have to answer anything you say and stuff.
I mean, legally, you don't. You know what I mean? Yeah. No matter what, and kids, please listen. If you ever get pulled over by a cop, do not answer any of their questions because it is
but
all.
But give us a rundown. Like, give us a rundown of what happened. Like, all right, so you got pulled over and everything. Like, what were you thinking when the moment you got pulled over?
Well, okay, so I got pulled over. I had a baggie of weed on me.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. And immediately fucking ate that shit. I
ate
the
weed.
Fuck out of that weed.
Was it like a gram or was it?
It's probably a little less than a gram.
Less
than a gram. It wasn't that much, but it was obviously too much for me to have on me and the person when I was being pulled over. So I ate it.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Everybody would. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I ate the weed. I'm just sitting there fucking waiting for these cops to come up to me because I knew I was drunk. I already knew I was drunk. And I knew that they were going to find that out. So, I mean, the best thing that I could do was, you know, I got my little work pipe with me that is literally made out of a medicine bottle and a fucking socket. I took the socket out, threw it behind my chair, threw the bottle into a floorboard, just waited for my destiny. And they came to my door, got me out of my car, which you know, most of the time it's okay for you to not get out of the car, but I wasn't about to try that. I was too fucked up. I was way too fucked up to exercise my rights correctly. But they got me out of the car, they searched me. And they gave me a sobriety test and all that good shit. They asked me, they were like, okay, sir, what have you been doing tonight? And they were like, have you been drinking? And when that cop asked me that, I looked him directly in the eyes, oddball.
He didn't say anything, did you?
Didn't say a goddamn word to him.
Because I saw the video.
I showed oddball the video. It's the cop was like, sir, have you been drinking tonight? I looked him directly in the eyes with the straightest face I could ever come up with and just stared at him right in the fucking face. And then his partner was like, "Do you smoke weed? Have you ever smoked weed? Are you high tonight?" Looked him right in the fucking eyes. I was like, "Have I smoked before?"
you're giving the old runaround, huh?
Yeah, he said, "Have you smoked before?" And I was like, "Have I smoked before?"
Reverse psychology. You was trying to play it good right there. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I answered none of their questions as best as I could. I did tell them, you know, like we were talking about earlier, we did record a podcast that night. It just was not good enough to
No, it was not
post.
Good, no.
And I told him, I was like, you know, I was just at my friend's house recording a podcast. And he's like, "Well, I'm into podcasts, you know, just tell me what all happened." And I looked at him right in the fucking face and did not say a goddamn word.
you tried to ease him in, like, "Oh, yeah, yeah."
No, I was just trying to tell him anything that didn't involve me drinking or smoking.
Yeah.
Because I was
very high. Yeah.
I was stoned out of my goddamn mind. And I was drunk.
I bet.
I was drunk
Especially
as a beaver.
You ate a fucking edible, yeah. So
and
you were probably stoned.
What a good tasting edible. I think I already touched down on that.
Before. Yeah,
that
but
was a sweet tasting.
Yeah, it was a good
edible.
One, wasn't it?
So good. Yeah. And, so.
But how'd it go when you went to the jail? Like, you know, they arrested you. How'd that go?
Yeah, they arrested me. They towed my vehicle and they took me to the jail. And when I was in the jail, there might be a few listeners here that may know what happens when you go to jail, but there's also, I'm sure, not a lot that does not know what happens when you
go
to jail.
Yeah, there might be a few.
Yeah, there's got to be. Well, you know, let's just listen to me, little boys and girls. Whenever you go to jail, you're going to have to take off all your clothes, and a grown man is going to have to stare at your genitalia, and he's going to tell you to bend down and cough, okay? Now, when this grown man told me to take off all my clothes and bend down and cough, my first question was, can I cut my balls? You know, so you couldn't see them.
Obviously. Yeah. So you were butt naked when this
happened?
I was
butt ass naked.
Oh,
this isn't the first time that I had to be butt ass naked in front of a cop. But, you know, that's another story.
Yeah.
But this one specifically, he said, "All right, I'm going to need you to take all your clothes off. I'm going to need you to I need you to squat, and I mean, and I'm gonna need you to cough," and you can see that I'm laughing now because that's funny. You can only imagine what it would have been like when I was high and drunk. So when he said, "I need you to bend down and cough," I was like,
you gave a little giggle.
I gave a little giggle. He was like, "Did I say anything funny?" I was like, "Nope. Nope, no.
You didn't say anything funny. This whole situation is funny."
Yeah, I straight up squatted.
So were you still kind of drunk? Or
I was
high?
Way
yeah.
drunk.
Yeah.
And, I was very high.
Oh, you got to, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was
the Alcatraz thing.
Yeah. I was, so after I had laughed at the statement of bend and cough, I actually heard him overheard him talking to the other cops that they were like, "So I had to go," and he's like, "Well, he laughed." So
well, he laughed a little bit, yeah.
So they put me into the holding cell.
Yeah.
And so like it's a very small cell. I immediately start just climbing on the fucking rails of the bars.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just climbing all over shit. Just like fucking doing all this like stuff that people shouldn't be doing when they're in jail.
Yeah. Stuff. Are you for real?
Yeah. I swear to God. Like I was like there's like I was halfway up the fucking jail cell, just like, ah!
No way.
Yeah, I was just hanging there just like fucking screaming, and then the lady that worked at the jailhouse came in and she's like, "Can you please just get off the bars?"
No way.
Yeah, she did. She's like,
"Oh my God."
Yeah, she.
You were that crazy in there?
Well, I mean, they already had me. What the fuck? I mean,
yeah,
what the fuck
true.
Else are they going to do?
That's true.
Yeah, they
yeah.
already had me. I mean, so I was sitting there. I was climbing all of the bars and stuff. I was looking for any way that I could escape. The lady comes back and she's like, "Can you please just get off the bars, sir?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'll get off them." I was like, "Have you ever seen that movie with Clint Eastwood and where he escapes from Alcatraz?" And she's like, "Do you mean escape from Alcatraz?"
I love that so much. Yeah, you literally named the movie.
Listen, I didn't know that was the name of the movie.
Yeah, you were talking about Escape from Alcatraz. Yeah.
She said, that's exactly what she, after I was like, yeah, have you ever seen that movie with Clint Eastwood when he escapes from Alcatraz? And she's like, do you mean Escape from Alcatraz? I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I mean. I was like, I'm going to escape out of here.
Oh, man.
So you better be watching.
I love that. You thought you was about to escape with a head full of alcohol and weed brownies.
No shit. There was a loose bolt on my fucking door, like on the cell door. There was I spent most, okay, so I got in there probably about around, I got arrested around like 12:09, got in there around about 1 o'clock. So I was sitting there. And I was climbing all over the fucking jail cell, you know, trying to escape. And she says that to me, and you know, I'm just sitting there. I finally go to sleep, and then I woke up, and like I was fairly sober.
Yeah,
I was still kind of hungover. I'm not gonna lie, I drank a lot that night. But
see, I didn't think you drank that much, though.
Oh, I drank a lot, but you know. I told you
to stay.
I can regularly.
I told you to stay. But
I can drive drunk very good. You know, right, I've only killed.
Apparently not, because he got a DUI.
I've only killed 3 people. You know, yeah, it's not a lot. I've only killed a few people. You know, driving drunk. But
yeah, that DUI charge says differently. You know,
it's whatever. You know, it's, you know, some people use potato potato. You know.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
But so I wake up that morning, and I'm just sitting in there, and it's a small cell. I wake up and there's nothing really else to do, so I'm not gonna lie, I did push-ups.
I did
some push-ups, so
you did
I can
some push-ups,
so I can fend off my fucking fend off any
did
other.
Did you jerk
cells.
Off?
Nah.
Were you in there with anybody? Like, was there other people?
There was the entire fucking holding cells were full. And I actually met someone that I knew in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that we like, as soon as I got in there, the people that were on either side of me were, like, saying weird shit. Like, when I got in there, they were like, yeah, I hope you're ready to get this cock in your mouth and stuff. Like, they were saying
what?
Weird shit like that, and I just ignored them. And then finally, when they realized that I didn't give a shit what they were saying, they were like, hey, man.
You got raped, didn't you?
No, I didn't get raped.
Yeah, you did.
They were
I can see it. I can see it on your face.
Okay, it was a pee-pee touch, but yeah. It was no big deal. All right, so
that's not rape. It's just a pee-pee touch. Yeah.
They were trying to scare me, and literally the guy on the left side of me was like, "Hey, man, do we scare you?" And I was like, "No, no, you didn't scare me." And they were like, he was like, "Oh, okay." we all just became friends. Then I heard a girl yelling down the way. She was like, "Hey, what's your name?" I was like, you know, I'm Martian.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Oh, I think I know you." And I was like, "What's your name?" She told me her name. I was like, "Oh yeah, I know you for sure." She knew, because I'd again gotten in trouble with cops at a party when I was in high school, and she was there for one of them. That was that's another story, but
yeah, that we won't get into.
Yeah, that was But yes, so I had to stay in there for 10 hours. I actually ended up staying in there for about 12
we were
hours.
We were worried about you, man. Yeah, your girlfriend called me. You know, she said, "Have you heard from Martian?"
Actually, Kay Nasty was actually with her like the entire fucking morning trying to find me. It's not a good day. I mean, for me, I just slept in a jail cell.
I'm glad that you were in jail instead of a ditch, because when she called me about that, I was really worried.
Man,
I was like, oh fuck. But the first thought that came to mind, I was like, oh, he's in jail probably. You know, like
I knew that as soon as I got pulled over, I was like, oh, people are gonna be so many people.
Yeah, we were all fucking worried, man. Like it sucked.
Yeah, that happened. I mean.
Yeah,
so far everything's been getting sorted out. I got my truck back. I got it all sorted out.
The impound and stuff.
Yeah, I think they charged me a little bit extra than they should have, but
well, they kept it for a little while.
They only kept it for a day. and they charged me about $300 for it.
Yeah. They'll do that, man.
Yeah, they will. So, little kids that are listening to me right now, if you ever see a cop, kick him swiftly into the balls.
Yeah, right in the nuts, yeah.
And then take his gun and shoot him right in the head.
Yeah.
And if you shoot him anywhere else, if you're going to shoot him anywhere else, shoot for the stomach.
I don't know about that.
Shoot for the stomach. Most important organs are in that area. So shoot for that area.
Good Lord. Jeez.
Don't do that. Cops are, you know what? I'm not even going to try to fake that.
Hey.
Fuck cops.
All right, listen. All right. We had your story.
Yeah, let me hear a little bit. What the, try to top me. What the fuck made your week so goddamn horrible?
I cannot top that.
It's pretty hard.
Not at all.
It's pretty hard.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm going to die alone. That's about it. Yeah.
Oh, that's for sure. I could have told you that a long time ago.
Yeah, that's what made my week horrible, is I came to that fucking realization.
Well, I'm glad that you finally came to it.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm glad I'm not alone on that subject anymore.
You have a girlfriend, man, so, you know.
I do. She's gorgeous. Jump in that shit every night. I get all up in that.
That boy
fucking
digging that shit out. My boy Martian getting it, boy. Yeah.
You know, most people could have swore that she was a virgin, but nowadays, hell no.
That's not the case.
Not after me.
No,
goddamn.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what made my week horrible. I've came to the realization that I'm gonna die alone.
Hey, you know, most people do.
That's very deep, actually.
I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to bring it down to that point. But here we are.
Yeah.
And that's what this... Hey, gosh. That's comedy.
Man. I'm telling you what, man. Jesus.
Yeah,
I'm just sitting here, man. And what do you think about the whole Biden thing? What do you think about Joe Biden being our president? We're recording this as a... he's like recently been announced as the president.
That was actually today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah. So, if you're asking me for my honest opinion, I'm gonna go ahead and say fuck Biden and fuck Trump. Both of them are stupid pieces of rich fuckers. They don't deserve anything than what they already have.
Do you know what I'm looking forward to?
What, gay marriage?
No,
because you're a gay faggot.
Well. That was
bingo.
Bizarre. Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to a candidate that says, "Hey, I'm an atheist. I'm running for fucking president." You know what I mean? Like,
I've wanted nothing more than to just for someone to go in there and be like, "Hey, you know, I'm not gonna lie to you. This is what I want."
Exactly. Yeah.
And this is what I'm gonna do. That's all I want. I'm not gonna vote.
Yeah,
for
I'm not
those.
Bullshitting with you. You know,
I can already tell that those two pieces of shit are. Pieces of shit.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want either one of them in there. And, fuck them. You know?
Yeah.
Fuck them both. I'll kill them.
Oh, yeah.
I'll fucking kill them both.
Oh, will
you? Shit.
Good Lord. Dude.
You better watch out, Biden.
You have to be. All right. Martian. Listen, man.
God,
everybody knows
the FBI.
This whole podcast. this whole podcast audience knows I'm going through some shit right now.
He's going through some shit.
I'm going through some fucking shit. You know, everybody knows I went through a breakup recently. And here I am, you know. I'm doing fucking good. I'm doing fucking good. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but you look good. You look good.
Do I look good?
No, you got bags under your eyes.
Yeah. Do I for real?
No. No, you're good. You look good.
What do you think? Short hair or long hair? What do you think?
I'm going to go for, like, medium.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah. But, do you by any chance have anything in today in history?
Well,
you know, this
I'm
is
glad
Martian.
You fucking
this is
asked.
Martian's big old, hold on. Let me get a beer, since we don't have a fucking intern. By the way, fuck you, B-Rod.
Yeah, fucking B-Rod.
Fucking
I had
intern.
To get my own goddamn fucking beer. And you know
like,
what? I was not happy about it. I had to sit here. I was sitting here drinking my own fucking beer. And, you know, obviously I finished it because I was drinking it, you know. And I was just about to look over across my way and say, "Hey, B-Rod, I need you to go get me a fucking beer, you piece of fucking trash. You idiot garbage.
And that motherfucker wasn't even there.
Piece of shit. And, yeah, he's not here. So I had to get my own beer. But,
that's fucked. That's very fucked.
But, you know, other than the fact that we have a terrible intern that should be fired.
Yeah, I'm just...
It's just not a good idea. We should not have an intern. At least we should have a good intern. If
an intern who will show up, you know,
give us some fucking beer when we need it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I got a little something for. Excuse me.
What we got today in history?
Okay, so on this week in history, in 2007, I'm going to need you guys to bear with me because I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce these words correctly. But, okay, so in 2007, a Jokela school shooting, all right? Mm-hmm. There was a school shooting in 2007 on this
Good
week.
Good Lord.
Yes, a Pekka Eric Avenen, a student at Jokela Secondary School, goes on a school shooting rampage. Armed with a SIG Mosquito 22 caliber. And if you ask, like, I don't even know.
How many people did it kill? I wonder. Does it say?
It does not say how many people
Damn.
He killed. But I can't imagine that he killed too many people with a fucking 22. You know how hard it is to kill, a small animal with a 22?
For real, is a 22 like that? I'm not a big gun guy.
It's
so
like
I don't
step above a BB gun.
Really?
For real, yeah. But, okay, so this guy goes on a school rampage, and he's armed with a SIG, like I said, Mosquito 22 caliber pistol. Killing 9 people, including students and the school principal. And fuck, man, I wish I would have killed my school principal. Fuck him.
Don't
man.
We all?
Yeah. Don't we all? So he kills the school principal, but before turning the gun on himself, he had uploaded a video on YouTube announcing the massacre hours prior to the shooting, and his earlier profile had included interest of natural selection and hate for humanity. So he had uploaded a video pretty much saying, like, hey, I'm going to go kill all these fuckers
yeah.
in the school.
Yeah, eat
and
that
And I
mic.
Hate human the human race. So, yeah, I mean, yeah.
What I'm wondering is, did he video it when he killed himself?
I don't think he videoed it. If he did, I would love to watch it.
Yeah, because I'm a big fan of bestscore.com.
It's a good
yeah.
website.
Live Leak used to be awesome, but now it's getting
I've never checked out Live Leak.
Live Leak used to be awesome, but now, dude, here in the past few months, man, they've been getting you can't watch the crazy shit like that anymore. But yeah, but on Best Score, I wonder if that's
Best Score's got the best yep. score.
Like recently, I watched a fucking guy he fucking shot his fucking brains out on, Facebook Live, and it was on there, dude. You know, and, I just wonder if he recorded it, you know, and that's...
Listeners, if you're ever on Best Score, I guess we're doing a plug for him right now.
Yeah, we're sponsored by BestScore.com, yeah.
If you're ever on Best Score, I would like for you to check out a video called Two Guys, One Hammer. It's phenomenal.
Three Guys, One Hammer, by the
Two Guys, One Hammer. The video is called Two Guys, One Hammer, but there are three guys in the video.
Yeah. You're right.
One of them's getting
Everybody knows that video, dude.
Not a lot of people know it, man. Not
yeah,
a lot
every,
of people watch snuff videos
Everybody knows
for
that
fun.
Fucking video. That's like the biggest shock video ever.
But
everybody knows it.
You're misunderstanding that not a lot of people watch snuff videos for fun, you know?
That's
like
true. I watch it on my lunch break. I really do.
Yeah,
really do.
No idea. Yeah.
I'm
no,
a big
I gotcha.
Fan. But, yeah. Okay.
So, the, that's...
Well, how about a change of pace?
Yeah, listen.
How about that?
Okay, so I got a little something else. And if you ask me, if we got any sports listeners
anybody like the NBA?
Yeah, the fucking dribbling and the passing and the shooting.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
We're cornering in on a whole nother demographic. Right
yeah,
here. I
yeah.
love that. Yeah,
this is like headline shit, right?
Oh, yeah,
so everybody knows Magic Johnson, yeah. right?
This week in history,
he's got a magic dick.
Yeah, he's. Oh yeah, I've heard. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, that's the why dude's his name packing Magic
heat.
Johnson.
The dude's packing heat.
It's a 12-er. It's a 12-er.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God.
Okay, so in 1991, Magic Johnson, the basketball legend, announces he will retire from the Los Angeles Lakers after testing positive for HIV/AIDS.
Oh!
Bam! Fuck you, eh? You ain't so magic now, are you, Johnson?
Shoulda wore a condom. Shoulda wore a condom.
You dirty piece of condom. Shit.
Rap it, buddy. That's all I got to say, man. You could have played at least 3 or 4 more years if you would have just fucking rapped that filthy cock.
Yeah, I really don't know literally anything about Magic Johnson because I was not born in that time period.
I wasn't either, but you don't have to be born that generation. Like, I'm a basketball fan, so I know a lot about him.
I'm really not a basketball fan. I'm not going to lie. It's
they call him Magic for a reason.
It's too tense. Like, the entire game, it's always like 1 or 2 points away, and like I just can't handle that stress.
You can't handle it. Yeah.
I can't handle it.
You're a pussy.
But imagine that your fucking favorite team in 1991 has Magic Johnson in it, and like all of a sudden you figure out this fucker, the star player, has fucking HIV/AIDS because he's been fucking dudes.
Yeah, you're going up for a rebound and shit. Now,
all of a sudden you got AIDS. Boom, that's AIDS. That's how it works.
That's why he retired.
I've always heard that if you ever go up to a jump shot, you better watch out for AIDS. That's all. that's what I've always
even
heard.
Even in a pickup game.
Most importantly, in a pickup game.
Dude, do you remember? Oh my gosh. You remember when I had that serious injury when we had that? Dude, me, Martian, and Dirty Dick Dale and all of us, we had a huge pickup game up there. And, oh, my gosh, dude, we were balling out. And dude, I had a serious injury. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was more like you twisted your ankle and...
No, it was my leg. It wasn't my ankle.
You were getting defeated and you, like, wanted to quit.
No, that's not true at all. No. Because
you're a bitch.
No, dude, I hurt my leg, not my ankle.
Dude, is your ACL all right? Are you good?
Fuck you, man. I would have dominated that shit.
Bruh.
Even though I was like 12 Bud Light State, but...
fucking K-Nasty was there.
Yeah. We got to get him on this podcast.
We really do need to get him in on this. And
who is this?
He immediately fucking threw up, you know?
Oh, wow. We have the first female presence on the podcast.
Oh, and there she goes.
Oh, and she left.
Okay. Well,
I guess sorry. I don't know.
I know all of the male listeners were getting really horny for that. But there she goes. There she goes again.
There she goes again.
Yeah. I'm glad you helped me out on that one.
Yeah.
Fuck.
God damn it. Should we end this right now? What do you think?
No, man. What?
I don't know. Let me see what time we're getting at.
Yeah, how far are we in? I don't feel like we're that far into this right now. I feel like we got a whole lot more stuff to cover.
We're 33 minutes in.
That's
not
whole
shit.
That's a whole lot better.
We need to at least reach 40.
Okay, well, if it's okay with you, I'd like to take a time for sponsors.
Yeah.
Is it all right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, okay, for this week's sponsors, it comes straight from you, from fuckmyass.com. So, here at fuckmyass.com, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, or what you're doing. If you want to get fucked in the ass properly, you come to this website. And let me tell you, Oddball, I've gone there many of times. I got my ass fucked so many times. And, man, I've never had a single fucking complaint.
No, you know? Yeah, me neither. Yeah, it's better than Tinder. It's better than Bumble. It's just a great website.
It's
all around.
You know, a lot of people don't know about it either, and that's what we are here for. We are trying to get the word out for fuckmyass.com. If you go to fuckmyass.com, you will get not only a free subscription to free ass fucking for a whole month. Now, let me tell you. Now, if you try to hire a hooker oddball on the street any day, it's going to be $300.
Yeah.
You know, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
It's not fucking cheap. But if you go to fuckmyass.com, let me tell you, it's $20. $20 to get your ass fucked.
Well, yeah, the thing I like about it is, like, you know, the website is misleading. It's fuckmyass.com, but there's also other play involved in that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not just the
it's
ass.
It's not just the ass.
You can get it in the mouth. Yeah. You can get it in the puss.
Get in the mouth, get in the ear,
in
you
the
know.
Nose, you know, fucking.
Some people are into
if you
ear
have a
fucking.
Missing eyeball,
yeah.
We got a category for it.
Yeah.
If there's anything that you need to get fucked, is go to, please, on behalf of Oddball and Martian Show, please go to fuckmyass.com because they will set you up and
they're
let me tell you.
That's our only sponsors, man.
Well, we had Ash Juice.
Yeah.
Ash Juice is pretty good.
Ash Juice.
I'm still drinking
Did you
that
not hear
morning.
About that?
What happened?
Dude, they fucking tanked, man.
You know, I can only imagine that every single one of our sponsors are going to do that. But, hey, they give us money.
Every sponsor that.
They give us money. Fuck it. So, you know, go to fuckmyass.com. If you want your ass, pussy, mouth, ears, nose, whatever you need, fuck, they're going to fuck you, all right? And you're going to put in promo code OddBMartianShow, all right? Mm-hmm. And that's going to give you a 30% discount on your first ass fucking.
That's what I like about it. We look out for our listeners.
Yeah,
you know?
I like getting my ass fucked. I know you do. I mean,
oh yeah,
everyone likes their ass fucked.
Everybody needs a good ass fucking.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
So that's our sponsor for the week, and I hope you guys go to the website. And I hope you guys get that sweet fucking deal that they got. Yeah.
I wish I could get a fucking sponsor from a Bush.
Oh,
the beer,
dude,
you know. Yeah.
We got they're like 30th in line. We gotta get the other ones going first. We'll get to them.
We gotta find a good beer to sponsor us, you know.
Pisswasser. This is me. Yeah. All right,
we're about to end this.
All right, go fuck yourself.
Do you have any final statements or anything?
If it's okay with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to let all of our fucking, like, our wonderful listeners, none of this could be possible without you. And I just want you all to know that if you could stick your thumb quietly into your ass and just yell to the top of your lungs, Oddball Martian Show! Then, hey, that's all we can ask for. And back to you, Oddball.
I appreciate it. Oh, Kyle is calling me. Oh, wait. Oh, the tables have turned. Hey.
What are you doing?
I'm podcasting. You're actually on the podcast right now.
Oh, the Riverside Sex Dungeon.
Yeah, bitch. Hey, you better not say anything crazy.
Like, lick my asshole.
Oh! No! Why'd you do that?
My name is Kai, and I'm really high.
Oh, wow. Good Lord. What the fuck are you doing?
I just got off work at the old Jim and Nick's trap.
Oh. Let me call you back.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we're done here.